If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
Whoop. Make me say my, my, my.
I done been around the world.
Yeah, I was made for this.
Player Performance with J.A. Cavalier.
That's right. It's time. It's time. It's that time of the year. There's a chill in the air. NFL, college football, both in full swing. MLB playoffs. And about a week away from the tip of the NBA season. This is prime time for sports fans. It just hits a little different this time of year, doesn't it? I mean, mid to late October has always been my favorite time of year. The days are shorter, nights are longer. This is go time. I've always started slow in college football. I mean, typically catch fire in October and then stay hot through the bowls. Contenders and pretenders have been separated. Same for the NFL, though I do start hot in the NFL and pretty much stay hot through the Super Bowl, couple bad weeks sprinkled in here and there. But NFL and NBA about as consistent as it gets. Week 5, big enough sample size. We all know who these teams are by now. A couple of outliers, of course. Look, I don't believe the Bengals are who they were weeks 1-4. So much so that I actually made the biggest play of the year for myself in the NFL last week on the Cincinnati Bengals. Hit it for 10K, laying the 3. It dropped to 2.5, hit it for another 10K. And then I went back in live on the halftime line. Another game for this Sunday I like just as much, maybe even a little bit more. But we're going to get to that. Last week's gift card winner, we're going to get to that. And of course, if you're here looking for NFL winners, you're in the right spot. First, go ahead, do us a favor, smash the like button. Appreciation is always appreciated. I am J.A. Cavalier. This is Player Performance. We're going to get to NFL Week 6 in just a second. First, let's recap Week 5 with Tessa Hall.
Back it up.
One more time.
All right, let's see that again.
Here's your NFL Week 5 recap. Justin Fields heard the criticism and took it out on Riverboat Ron. The Jags spent 2 weeks in London and poured hot tea all over Buffalo. Is Bill Belichick washed? The Pats lose 34-0 to the Saints. Mike Vrabel is about to cut off Ryan Tannehill and this Titans offense after another loss. Kenny Pickett overcame Matt Canada and the Ravens to get a win. The Lions are playing to straight-up embarrassed teams after an epic beatdown. C.J. Stroud gave it everything but was outplayed by Desmond Ridder. Weird. The Dolphins' offense versus Daniel Jones. How do you think that went? Joey B. got hot, and the Arizona Cardinals were the victims. The brotherly shove got its first look in Hollywood, as the Rams were no match. Nathaniel Hackett danced on Sean Payton's field as the Jets smoked Denver. Travis Kelce had a scare and then scared the crowd in Minnesota with a winning catch. Jerry Jones could be looking for a new head coach and QB in a few weeks after the national embarrassment on Sunday night.
So a little get back for the New York Jets. Salah whispering in Payton's ear to stay humble. He did that as they walked off the field on Sunday. I mean, I loved it. Favorite narrative from Week 5. Well, that and the Bengals ticket, of course, cashing 3 times. My least, of course, is what happened on Monday night. Full transparency, Packers in over. The over was never really in play. I mean, I guess we had a slight, small smidgen of a chance early in the third quarter. That quickly went away. My handicap was simple. Green Bay on extra rest, coming off what was a beatdown by the Detroit Lions. LaFleur had been a bet-on coach after a bad loss, so I figured Jordan Love would be ready for the game, but no luck for Love. Also figured McDaniel was going to make one or two of those boneheaded decisions. He, of course, did when he bucked the analytics, attempting a field goal. Josh McDaniels has become predictably unpredictable. I did have Staley as the first to be fired, but I feel like I'm going to lose that one to McDaniels. But both do need to move on, and we, of course, need to move on. And we're going to move on to last week's Amazon gift card winner. The gift card winner from last week, David Aguilera, 75-71. Step up. You are the winner of a $200 Amazon gift card. You want to join this week's contest? It's simple. Subscribe to this channel. Drop a like on this episode. And then drop a comment below. Best comment wins a $200 Amazon gift card. Must be 21 and over. And of course, please be responsible. Again, do us a favor. Smash that like button. Appreciation, as always, is appreciated. So on this show last week, 4-5, all picks and leads, up a couple units. And that's something I really wanted to address. So how did we go 4-5 and up a couple of units? Well, this is how I rate the picks in this show. All plays in the show get rated pretty much one unit. If I lean on a pick, I usually rate that as a half a unit. The best bet upgraded to two units. Top prop about a unit and a half. So the best bet cashed last week, which is the Ravens Steelers under. Top prop also hit Montgomery anytime touchdown. That actually cashed on the first drive of the game. So still, of course, room for improvement. And we like when there's room for improvement. You got to love when you win sloppily, right? When you win a sloppy game, there's still room to coach, still room to coach up. Be better this week than we were last. You guys know the motto. But let's get it going. Here we go, NFL Week 6.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
Ravens versus Titans.
Ravens are laying 4. The total here is set at 40.5. And I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens in the first half. Look, another week, another NFL game in London. We all make mistakes, right? But learning from our mistakes is what makes us great. And the Ravens have learned. In their only game in London, Baltimore flew out on Thursday. They got spanked in that game 44-7 by Jacksonville. This time, the Ravens left early. They spent the entire week in London. And you may not think it's a big deal, but I promise you from personal experience, it is. Anyone who follows me, you guys know I spend my summers in Europe. It takes 3 or 4 days. Your inner clock is off. You're sluggish. The Ravens getting there early is going to be all the difference. This Ravens team dominates in first halves, leading in 4 or 5 games this season. Tennessee's offense is stagnant, 24th in the league. Now they face this Baltimore D, second in the NFL. Ravens have allowed less than a point per first quarter. Rest advantage, better quarterback, better offense, better defense. Give me the Ravens early and often. I'm going to take Baltimore first half money line.
Commanders versus Falcons.
The Falcons are laying 3. The total here is set at 42.5. Hey, look, the Falcons aren't exactly the beacon of consistency. Give me the Commanders in this spot. Atlanta's 1-4 against the spread to begin the season. They didn't cover the 2.5 a week ago. Matter of fact, it took a game-winning field goal. Washington's 2-1 against the spread as an underdog. Desmond Ridder is an absolute problem. 24th QBR in the league, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks. That's not a winning quarterback. Misreads, miscues, not hitting wide open receivers. Sam Howell, on the other hand, he could be in for a huge game. Atlanta ranks 31st in sacks. That's 1 a game. Howell's going to have time in the pocket. A comfortable quarterback is a scary quarterback, especially when you're trying to cover guys like Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, and Dotson. Most underrated receiving core in the NFL. Sam Howell's also starting to hit stride. 678 yards passing, 3 touchdowns last 2 weeks. Washington 4-1, last 5 against Atlanta. Commanders 2-0 against the spread on the road this season. You may not want the points. You may not need the points. But take the points and the Commanders plus the 3.
Vikings versus Bears.
Vikings are laying 2.5. The total is now down to 43.5. And that's my best bet, under 43.5. Look, this number keeps falling. I don't care. This should be an ugly, sloppy game. Winds of 20 miles per hour, raining, cold. The Bears put up 40 points last week. I, of course, had Chicago and the over in that game. Bears did put up the 40, but don't overreact. I'm not. Jefferson, of course, out for the Vikings. Expect Cousins to struggle. It's not like Minnesota was tearing it up regardless. Bears and Vikings 16th and 17th in scoring. What do I always say about divisional game? Typically low scoring. And it's no different in this series. Over the last 10 meetings, which of course did split 5-5, they have averaged exactly 40 points per game. Now with Jefferson out, this is going to limit the Vikings' offense. But even with them in, the under was 4-1 in Minnesota's 5 games. Last week, the Bears were that blind squirrel. They found a nut. Fields tossed for 4 touchdowns. But do you really expect that to happen again? I don't. Best bet, Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears, under the posted total. Way under the posted total.
Seahawks versus Bengals.
Bengals are laying 3. The total here is set at 44.5. Jamar Chase, anytime touchdown. So my biggest play of the season was last week. I took the Cincinnati Bengals 3 times, told you guys all about it. Joe Burrow is the healthiest that he's been all season. A little birdie tells me that he's been slinging it down the field in practice this week. And I know you watched what I did last week. He finally opened it up. We knew it was coming. It was only a matter of time. And without T. Higgins in the lineup, Chase is getting all of those extra targets. Seattle has allowed 5 touchdowns to wide receivers, 2nd worst against the pass this year. It's the perfect setup for Burrow to go off. Chase has 22 scores over the last 2 seasons. You can't keep him down. Last week was just the beginning. 19 targets versus Arizona, catching 15 balls. Cincinnati figured out how to score. And the answer is simple. You get the ball to fucking Chase. Anytime touchdown for Jamar Chase.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. 3 NFL games for this Sunday. 3 straight, 3 2-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
49ers versus Browns.
49ers are now up to 8.5. Look, the Niners opened as a 1.5-point favorite. Watson news hit. Line is now at 8.5. Watson, no Watson. I'm going to lay it even at 8.5. Look, I know a lot of sharps are coming in on the Browns, but I don't see it. I have to lean San Fran regardless. Number 2 scoring offense, 30-plus a game. Number 1 scoring defense, allowing 13 points per game. Last week, the Niners absolutely pissed on the Dallas Cowboys. Brock Purdy is a beast. And at what point are we going to start giving this man his flowers? 15 straight regular season wins. Purdy 9-1 straight up as a Niners starter. 8-0 against the spread in 8 home games. If Watson doesn't go, it's going to be PJ Walker. But I don't really care who it is. Against Bosa and the boys. Then there's, of course, the West Coast teams traveling east since 2019. 46-29-3 against the spread. There's just no scenario where this works out for Cleveland. Take the Niners. Personally, I'm going to have the 49ers in the front ends of a bunch of teasers, but you can take them, lay the points. It's not going to make a difference. This is the easiest double-digit cover of your life.
Panthers versus Dolphins.
Dolphins are laying 13.5. The total here is at 48.5. Basically, wash, rinse, repeat. Last week, I told you to get the Dolphins anything under 2 touchdowns. They got the cover against the Giants. Look, back to the scene of the crime. At 13.5, I'm in. This is just a bad Panthers team. 2 in the offense can pretty much name their score. They won their last 2 by 15 or more points. Miami has the best offense in the league, 36 points a game. Carolina allows an average of 28 points a game, 26th in scoring defense. And no, it's not too early to call Young a bust. The Panthers' O-line, absolutely underwhelming. Carolina 0-5 straight up, 0-4-1 against the spread. I see no path that leads to under 2 touchdowns here. Dolphins laying anything less than 14.
Saints versus Texans.
Saints are -1.5. The total here is set at 42.5. And I'm taking the Saints to win this one on the field, so give me New Orleans money line. Look, C.J. Stroud has been great, but he hasn't faced a defense like this. The Saints rank 4th in the league. They allow just 15 points a game. New Orleans is coming off a complete shutdown of New England. Only the 2nd time in Belichick's career that he was shut out at home. Picked off Mac Jones twice. Have the 5th most in the league. C.J. Stroud has not yet thrown a deception, but it's coming. And actually, I believe it comes this week. So a bonus prop, Stroud over a half receptions, that's at +124. It's just what the New Orleans Saints do on defense. They apply pressure. Pressure bursts pipes. The secondary then comes in and cleans it up. Houston couldn't move the ball against Atlanta. The run game was non-existent. It's not going to get easier this week. Saints have a top 10 run defense. If you can't run the ball, it's going to be a long day for Stroud in the Texans offense. Give me the Saints to come marching in. Take this one on the field. I'll take the New Orleans Saints money line.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on whylose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.
Patriots versus Raiders.
Raiders are laying 2.5. The total is at 41.5. And I know it's low, but I'm still going under the 41.5. Look, guys, you couldn't pay me enough money to watch this game. The Patriots are officially the worst offense in the NFL. 11 points per game, 3 in the last 2 weeks. I mean, Mac Jones, 26 QBR. Touchdown to interception ratio is lopsided. The Raiders aren't much better. Just over 15 points per game, 30th in the league. Have not rushed for more than 100 yards this season. The Patriots are just as bad, or should I say just as sad. They ran for 53 and 45 back-to-back weeks. Two of the worst rushing offenses in the NFL. The last time New England scored a touchdown, second quarter against the Jets. That was September 24th. 86% of the tickets are coming in on the under, and I'm sad to say I am also coming in on the under. The under is 4-1 in the Patriots' last 5, 5-1 in the Raiders' last 6. Let's go under the posted total of 41.5.
Cardinals versus Rams.
Rams laying 7 in total. Here's that 48.5. So both defenses are weak. Offenses more than capable. Give me the over 48.5. Arizona ranks 26th on defense, allowing the 5th most points in the league. Dead last in opponent success rate, giving up 31 or more in 3 of 5 games this year. LA has the 8th best offense in the league. They've also got Cooper Kupp back. I mean, they missed him in 4 or 5 games, got back last week, a game under the belt, able to shake a little rust off. He should be ready to go this week. Kupp is going to be a nightmare for what's a bad Arizona secondary. They've allowed the 6th most passing yards. This is also a matchup the Rams have owned, averaging over 27 points per game in the last 10 against Arizona. 4 of the last 5 have flown over for the Cardinals, 3 of the last 5 in this series. Give me the over the posted total of 48.5. Rams, Cardinals.
Eagles versus Jets.
The Eagles are laying 7. The total here is set at 41. This is the perfect spot to tease Philly. Literally tease them with anyone and everyone. You could tease this down to a point, so all they have to do is win the game. I feel the same about Philadelphia this week as I do the Niners. Could both of them go out on the road and get beat? Of course they can. It's the NFL. And again, I do know sharps are coming in on the home dogs. I get it, but I don't care. Zach Wilson is bound to struggle in this spot. Among all starters, Wilson's passer rating is higher than one quarterback. That quarterback would be Danny Dimes, the other New York starter. So obviously they're going to have to run the ball, keep the Philly offense on the sideline. But the Eagles are number one against the run, so that's not going to work. It just isn't going to be pretty for the New York Jets. It never really is against Philadelphia. Eagles and Jets have met 12 times. Philly has won all 12. The Eagles have also won a franchise record 11 straight road games. Philly gets it done in this spot. I would lean Eagles laying 7, but I do like them on open ends of all teasers. You can also play the Eagles in the front end of moneyline parlays. This is a good for Philadelphia. Manipulate that line, get that line under the touchdown. Like I said, you can catch Philadelphia moneyline, playing them in a couple of parlays. You can also get Philadelphia down to laying 1 if you play them in 6-point teasers.
Lions versus Buccaneers.
The Lions are laying 3. The total here is set at 43.5. And you know I'm going to do it. I got the drink in me going back to back. 2-0 in the last 2 weeks. This is the easiest bet in the league right now. I told you, I believe that we are blindly going to hit over 70% just playing this prop. Top prop, David Montgomery, anytime touchdown. Detroit is feeding this dude. 4th most scored by a position player, 6 touchdowns on the season. He has scored in every game that he's played. The Bucs also rank 17th against the run. Detroit will be pounding the rock with Montgomery. 24 red zone touches. Next closest Lions back, 4. Closest wideout, 4. If they're going to give it to me, I'm going to take it. It's basically has been free money. David Montgomery, anytime touchdown, top prop.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. 3 NFL games for this Sunday. 3 straight, 3 two-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
That's right. Get to YLose.com. That's the letter Y-L-O-S-E.com. Free picks, stats, trends, scores, odds, and more. That's YLose.com, the letter YLOSE.com. Also, pick up this week's NFL Triple Crown. Three max bets for this Sunday, three straight, 3-2 team parlays. 1 week, $99, must go 6-0 or the entire NFL season. It's free. Link in the description below. Pick up this week's NFL Triple Crown. 1 week, $99, must go 6-0 or the entire season is free. Link in the description below. That's it for me this week. This has been NFL Week 6. I'll see you guys back here next week as we break down the entire card for NFL Week 7. Until then, remember, bet with your heads, not above.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on YLose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.